You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the share market. Indian benchmark indices are likely to open in the green as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a gap-up opening with a gain of 114 points. In the previous session, the BSE Sensex closed above 60,000 mark for the first time since August 18th, rising 322 points to 60,115, while its broader peer NSE Nifty 50 rose 103 points to 17,936. According to Ajit Mishra, VP Research Religare Broking, the recent rebound in the global markets, especially in the US, is adding to the market's strength. And apart from the heavyweights, participants should also look at broader indices for trading opportunities. The stocks in focus today will be TCS, HDFC Life, Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, Vedanta, NTPC and Muthoot Capital. Moving on, Ujjivan Small Finance Bank on Monday opened its qualified institutional placement to raise up to Rs 600 crore. According to an exchange filing, the bank has set the floor price for the issue at Rs 21.93 per share. The floor price is at 15.4% discount to Monday's closing price of Rs 25.30 on the BSE. The stock has risen 28% since August 12th, BSE data showed. The Bengaluru-based lender in February said it plans to raise Rs 600 crore by issuing shares on a QIP basis. The QIP is one of the steps to complete the bank's reverse merger with its parent entity, Ujjivan Financial Services. After the QIP, the bank will start the process of applying for various regulatory approvals. The bank's capital adequacy ratio declined to 20.03% as of June 30th, against 25.88% in the year-ago period. In another development, Amazon Seller Services losses narrowed to Rs 3,649.2 crore in FY22 from Rs 4,748.1 crore in FY21. The retailer's operating loss also narrowed to Rs 1,285.9 crore for the year to March 2022 from Rs 2,970.6 crore in the previous year. Revenues from operations for the period went up by 32.4% to Rs 21,462 crore. Amazon Seller Services operates a marketplace on which it sells products both online in India and internationally. According to analysts at Bernstein, a decade after a presence in India and $6.5 billion worth of investments, Amazon India's report card is mixed. The analysts pointed out that India is one of Amazon's biggest overseas markets and also one of its fastest growing, with a best-in-class customer experience and large prime customer base. Meanwhile, foreign portfolio investors have shopped for equities worth $8 billion since July, aided by a correction in commodity prices and India's relatively strong macro fundamentals. This is after yanking out $33.5 billion between October and June. India's relative outperformance vis-a-vis other emerging markets has gained traction in recent weeks, and the outperformance is now highest since 1999 to 2000 period. The 50 share Nifty is trading at a valuation of 19x its 12-month forward PE as on September 7th. India is seen as the favorite among emerging markets because of the relative resilience of the rupee and forex reserves, as also relatively low levels of external debt, current account and fiscal deficits. India's weightage in the MSCI EM index has shot up to about 14.49%, now from 8.1% at the end of October 2020. The number of constituents in the MSCI EM standard index is now at 108 stocks, compared with 87 as of October 2020. In other developments, construction of national highways fell by 13% on year to 19.4 kilometers a day in the first 5 months of the current fiscal, against 22.3 kilometers a day achieved in the corresponding period last fiscal. This means that construction has to grow at a scorching pace of 55 kilometers a day in the remaining period to achieve the target of building 40 kilometers per day set by the government for the current fiscal. All executing agencies, including the National Highways Authority of India, have together built 2,911 kilometers of highways during the April-August period of the current fiscal, as against 3,355 kilometers in the same period last fiscal. The pace of construction in the current year so far has been the slowest in comparable periods in recent years. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.